Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Presents Roanoke Falls, Episode 6.
Orange, rouge, blue, vert. My mother's words on my lips, James's axe in my hand, my father's beads at my throat, Thomas's blood stains my smock. I am not alone. The morning sky is bleached, bone white. Trees claw up towards the light. The devil knows these woods better than me. I need to get back to the settlement. I see the settlement through the trees. The air seems hazy, thick. The light should be getting brighter now. Why isn't it? Charred flakes, the taste of smoldering wood. Heat builds with every step I take. Smoke plumes above the treetops. Oh no! I break clear of the forest, wipe the ash from my face. Thomas's church is lit up like a funeral pyre. Flames lick up the wooden walls.
Help! Help us!
Obedience! She told me the settlement was gathering for prayer. They're still inside! I dash to help, but the heat pushes me back. Sweat pours down my face. I can barely see through the cinders and smoke. Fumes burst between the planks in the walls. All the shutters are barred shut. There's not much time. The church will collapse and crush everyone with it. Hold on! Out of the corner of my eye, I see a figure moving through the mist, away from the church, towards James's forge. He did this, like James said, punishing the faithful. I clamp both hands on the shaft of my axe.
Get the children out!
Stand back from the door! My axe leaves a thin dent. Blisters form on my damp palms.
I can see light.
A soot-stained hand reaches through the gap. Push that plank, it's weak!
Pass the axe through. I need to hit it from his side.
I give it to him. The door gives way. People spill out onto the grass, but I don't recognize them. Their faces are smudged with soot. Ash coats their hair. You're all right. You'll be all right. A man in scorched clothing carries a girl over his shoulder. I see two women huddled over bundles in their arms. Obedience and Mistress Dare.
Hush now. Shh. I have you, sweetie.
Their babies are alive. Filthy, moaning, but alive. It's all I need to see. My glass beads scorch against my throat. I take off my necklace and tuck it into my jacket pocket beside the penknife. I run towards the forge. The devil standing in front of the furnace. Flames outline his shape.
And the dragon stood before the woman. There are no prison bars to save you this time, Agnes.
There's a hammer laying on the bench. I edge towards it. The anvil stands between us. Damn you!
Still cursing. A sinner to the end.
I'm not afraid of you. The hammer's so close.
You should be. Zachary and Thomas were strong men. Look what happened to them.
Zachary was carrying a baby. Thomas was asleep. You killed Daniel in his sickbed. Prudence was just a little girl. You're not powerful. You're a coward. I lunge. He swipes his claws and paint slices through my cheek. But I've got it. I've got the hammer. I'll send you back to the abyss. I swing my hammer. It cracks down on his skull, shattering it like an egg. The bone falls away. A gaunt, human face glowers up at me. You're just a man. I see your face. His lips pull into a sardonic grin and his eyes, they still burn. His skin is pale like a grub.
You see his face. The poor fool. They said they could help him. They said if he prayed, his soul would be clean. He believed them. But the urge to maim, to kill, never stopped. They just grew stronger.
We circle the anvil. Blood drips down my cheek. I see the broken shards of his claws and realize he made them himself. Sharpened bones and fixed them to gauntlets. Every part of him is human. If I can just keep him talking, distracted. You came to Roanoke with the first settlement.
Last attempt to save his soul in a new land. But he eventually learned the truth. The word of God is nothing but lies and empty promises. And those who spread those lies must be punished.
He picks up the bellows and blows dust and embers into my face. Blindly, I swing the hammer. Sparks fly as it clashes against heated metal. I stagger backward. You've lost your mind, not your soul.
That's what you'd rather believe. His mother wanted to think the same. But she learnt the truth in the end.
You killed your own mother?
The minister said it was an accident. He took the orphan in. But it was me who nurtured the boy, who raised him as my own. He gave himself over to me and I devoured him.
His eyes gleam maniacally. No longer a devil, but a cruel man lost to delusion. I'm going to stop you, and no one will call this an accident. I swing forward with my hammer as he raises the bellows. Something flares at my side. White hot, a poker. I wasn't watching his other hand. I drop the hammer. The killer kicks it away. Somehow I find the strength to run. The pain is excruciating. I knock tools off the benches as I go. Anything to trip him up and slow him down. Cold air doubles the pain of my wounds. I limp across the grass in the direction of home. He's following me. Slowly, enjoying the suspense. His black coat stretching like a shadow at his back.
Even James couldn't save himself. You'll join him in the lake of fire.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, people have been inside my house. The slats on the floor are still stained with Thomas's blood, but the bed has been stripped and the sheets are boiling in the cauldron. There are buckets of rusty water, and my broken broom leans against the wall. There's nothing useful left downstairs. Oh, what about the loft? Oh, I grab a hold of the ladder, but my injured leg won't lift. Let go of me!
There's nowhere to hide.
Oh! I lose my grip on the ladder. Desperately, I reach for my necklace. It's all that I have. The metal chain loops easily around his throat. His claws slash wildly, but I'm behind him now, pulling tight. A link breaks. The beads scatter. We fall in opposite directions. He staggers towards the bed. I reel back to the fire. My bleeding hands grope for something, anything. All they find is a washboard. The killer grins.
Time to give the devil his due.
He pulls off one of his claws and throws it like a dagger. I raise the washboard as a shield just in time. But he's quick, and the second dart burrows into my shoulder. Oh, my legs give way.
It's a shame this has to end. I so enjoyed our game. Poor Thomas. He really thought his faith would save him. It was easy to torture him, to turn him against you, as if you could command me. Look at you, pathetic. You could never be the Witch of the Woods.
My eyelids flutter open. I'm on the dirt, facing the wall. The broom lays by my side, its handle a sharp, splintered point from when I broke it.
Still, you survived longer than the last one. Your corpses can rot together. Just you, me, and Hannah forever in the shack.
His shadow falls over me. Oh, I roll at the last minute, broomstick poised like a spear. It finds its mark in the soft flesh under his ribs. His eyes widen in shock. His blood is as red as any mortal's. One hand grips the shaft of the broom as he falls. He drops, blood oozing from the side of his mouth. I stand and plant my foot on his chest, yanking out the broom. You're not the devil, but you're going to meet him now. I tip the cauldron over. Boiling water and lye cascade over him. His skin blisters and pops. The killer writhes and twists in pain. He's no longer pale. Now he's as red as the demon he wanted to be. At last, he falls still. Oh, it's over. Relief quickly gives way to sadness. The killer may be gone, but so is my life as I knew it. My hope for love with Japes. Probably the colony at Roanoke too. They're gone. All I have left is scars. Eventually, I gather enough strength to stand up. I need to wash my wounds before they fester. I stagger out of my house for the last time. A pall of grey smoke drifts towards the trees. Thomas's church smoulders, the rafters exposed, the supports crumbled and black. All his dreams have turned to dust. But there are people moving outside the building. They are not wearing the stiff wool of the colony. The Croatoan. They must have seen the smoke and come with food and medicine. All the bounty we tried but failed to pull from this land. One of them, a man, gestures off into the distance. Obedience and Caleb follow a group of native women in the same direction. Gradually, they vanish into the mist. The settlement is done. In years to come, only the forest will remember what happened here, and I don't want that. Reaching into my jacket pocket, I find the penknife. It was in there all along. Carefully, I carve the letters into the trunk, so if anyone comes looking for us, they will know who saved those that survived. Croatoan. I limp the other way, towards the ocean. I think of James, lying beneath trees like this. I don't want to see those words ever again. I remove my boots, pad across the sand and stones. Froth laps at my feet. Freezing water teases at my calves, my knees, my waist. It hurts, but it's a good pain. All the blood and filth twist away in copper ribbons. I plunge beneath the surface. I can feel the heartbeat of the ocean. The waves that carried my mother from France and my father's ships. I remember who I am. I'm not a sinner, like they said. I'm a survivor. And I no longer feel alone. I glance down at my stomach, rippling beneath the water. There's a chance, however slim, that I might have taken more than memories from James that night. I raise my head. Autumn sun breaks through the clouds. There. On the horizon, I see it. Right now, it's only a smudge, but it's growing larger. A ship heading towards the island. I don't know who will be on it. I don't know where it might take me, but I'm ready.
Produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Roanoke Falls is written by Laura Purcell, produced by Nicole Otto and Haley Wagreich, and executive produced by John Carpenter, Sandy King Carpenter, and Molly Barton. Performed by India Dupre, Eric Teedy, Anthony Garland, Theo Devaney, Jack Hawkins, Stella Balick Carr, Jess Nahikian, Callie Shatara, Kyle McCauley, Craig Robert Young, Caroline Bloom. Audio production and direction by Kaylin West. Sound design by Fred Greenholge and Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original music by Hashem Asadullahi. With orchestration by Andrew Rowan. Featuring performances by Kevin Devine, Alba Ponce de Leon, Max Kuttner, Carl McComas-Reichel, and Peter Brendler. Cover art by Kendall Thomas.